good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Brian, and today on Hurtin' for Real, it's a real family reunion. Yeah, all songs about family. Yeah, all families are different, and we've got lots of different family members represented today. Yes, there's going to be the kids, there's going to be grandmas and grandpas, aunts, uncles, brothers and sisters, what have you. Yeah, let's fire up the turntable. Because today we're going to hear some Willie Nelson, some Matresa Berg, some Jim Cuddy, and Loretta Lynn, some Annie Lou. We'll even have time for some Stompin' Tom. Oh, here they come. Let's get started.
Family reunion, she's gonna be a good one. So let me bend your ear, the clan's all here for the family reunion. Songs and they get drunk and the words get wrong. My Blackfoot cousins say they're coming this year. Well, I hope they do and I hope they bring beer to the family reunion. She's gonna be a good one. So let me bend your ear. The clan's all here for the family reunion. You got the Mormons and the drinkers and the Mormons who drink. Well, pay attention cause it ain't as simple as you think. They say there's some that don't believe in either. And my ma ain't neither. At the family reunion, she's gonna be a good one. So let me mend your ears. The clan's all here for the family reunion. Well, that are an aunt to my favorite aunt. She says, Corby, still playing in that band? Well, I guess as long as you're having fun, you make a little money, but we're praying for you, son. Family reunion, she's gonna be a good one. So let me bend your ear, the clan's all here for the family reunion. Imagine the shock I get. There's one of them I think I might have dated back in school. That's alright, in Alberta that's cool. Family reunion, she's gonna be a good one. So let me bend your ear, the clan's all here for the family reunion.
Hello, this is Cora Blund and the Hurtin' Albertans, and you're listening to Hurtin' for Real.
Thank you, Corb. That is Corb Lund and the Hurtin' Albertans, a song called Family Reunion. And yeah, we're having one of those today. Everybody's here, including Mom. Yeah, Hockey Mom. Got a song, well, it's a Stompin' Tom Connors song. I said I was going to play some Stompin' Tom today. I'm not. I changed my mind. I can do that. Gonna play the Tim Huss version. Absolutely. This is a real nice cover of Hockey Mom. And, I just see on the Kamloops Cowboy Festival's website, Tim Huss will be returning to Kamloops in 2019. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you here, Tim. Yeah, it's been too long. Anywho, Hockey Mom, Tim Huss on Hurtin' For Real.
When I was young, I do recall, I'd go to school in the early fall. But on the days where there was no school, I learned to play by a different rule. Get out of bed, you sleepyhead, my hockey mom would say. Grab your skates and don't be late, there's a hockey game today. My old dad was feeling bad because he couldn't come. He had to go to work, and so I took my orders from my hockey mom. And then we drove to the rink in town, and I'd hit that ice by falling down. And then I'd score for the other team, and you could hear my mom stand up and scream. Get off that ice, I told you twice to skate the other way. And every year she bent my ear until I learned to play. And when my stick got pretty quick and the puck to me would come, each time I'd score I knew for sure where the loudest cheer was from. My hockey mom. And then one day a stranger came from far away, and he took my name. And very soon for the NHL I came to play. Mom came to yell, get on that puck and stir things up, show some winning pride. And every time she'd say that line, I'd shoot that puck inside. And here's my dad, old Mr. Glad, he knew this day would come. We're all lined up for the Stanley Cup, and the tears are rolling from my hockey mom. My hockey mom, she's number one. My hockey mom, my hockey mom, she is the bomb, my hockey mom.
The old man never chatted much, he wasn't that kind of guy. He doled out chores and he missed my games, and we never did see eye to eye. But the day my bus was leaving, the sky was ripe with snow. He tossed my duffel in the truck and he said, you're good to go. Like a genie wreathed in camel smoke, a ball cap wearing sage, smoke stub hanging from his mug, he said, son, you've come of age. I can't give you no dang money, nor no truck that's fit to drive, but I can leave you these few words that maybe help you stay alive.
Never eat at a place called Mom's. Don't play cards with a guy named Doc. If you find yourself in a high-stakes game, tuck your big bills in your sock. Be careful who you cotton to, especially the girls. If you find someone who loves you, son, go on and give it a whirl.
Don't flirt too much with your wife's best friend or with your best friend's wife. Don't drink and play with firearms, it'll ruin a fella's
and don't be afraid to give. Try to swing first in a barroom brawl and don't go in tentative.
Never read at a place called Mom's. Don't play cards with a guy named Doc. If you find yourself in a high-stakes game, tuck your big bills in your sock. Be careful who you cotton to, especially the girls. If you find someone who loves you, son, go on and give it a whirl.
Now once we drew up to the depot, he said, tell me where you land. This snow won't hold the bus up. Then he held out his right hand. Now in case I've never told you this, I'm proud to call you son. But the best men carry pocket knives. And then he gave me one.
Never read at a place called Mom's. Don't play cards with a guy named Doc. If you're running around the wrong side of town, tuck your big bills in your sock. Be careful who you cotton to, especially the girl. If you find someone who loves you, son, go on and give it a whirl. If you find someone who loves you, son, go on and give it a whirl.
My father's advice. Yeah, I like that one. That is Rodney Crowell and Kris Kristofferson. Kind of a duet there. It's off the album Kin, and it's songs by Mary Carr and Rodney Crowell. And yeah, that one there is just fine. My father's advice. Well, my nephew Joel loves this song. It's called I'm My Own Grandpa. And of course, it's an old song. It's covered by Willie Nelson. I'll play the Willie version. Have you ever seen the Muppets do this one? Oh, it's wonderful. Absolutely. Anyways, I thought I'd play the Willie Nelson version. I'm My Own Grandpa. And this one here, yeah, the math makes sense. Here you go. Willie Nelson. On Hurtin' for Real.
Now many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter, had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him the brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
For I'm my own grandpa.
My father's wife then had a son that kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because she is my wife, she's my grandmother too.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa.
Now if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa.
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
For I'm my own grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa.
Is best if you drink less. And when you dance the whole night through, that's when you can have maybe more than two. Choose what you drink carefully. The gin will ruin your complexion. These are Grandma's rules. Grandma's rules for drinking. Daughters at home and a husband gone off in the bush on a survey job. Young mamsels in a post-war town. Trouble is never far. But Grandma had a sensible view, unlike the nuns at the convent school. You can know your Hail Marys off by heart and still be without a prayer.
Grandma's rules. Grandma's rules for drinking. Grandma was no fool. Grandma's girls had rules. These are Grandma's rules for drinking.
Times, but it's fair to say they still apply. A modern girl can always use good words from a wise old bird. Don't drink mixed drinks, don't let strange men with conversation and cards. Best to drink less. When you dance, you can have a few more. Gin will ruin your complexion.
She's from the Yukon, and I like that song a lot. It's called Grandma's Rules for Drinking. Yeah, that's important. All songs today about family. Yeah, we just had the grandparents there. Gonna have some sons and daughters now. Jim Cuddy. On his first solo record, the first song off of it was called Second Son. And yeah, this fits the theme. Here you go, some Jim Cuddy on Hurtin' For Real.
across a chain. I watched you paint your canvas out there standing in the rain. So many nights I saw the light that you held in your hands. You never said that much to me, but I
home. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we done was hard. At night we'd sleep 'cause we were taught. I never thought of ever leaving. Put your heart.
Loretta Lynn, yeah, coal miner's daughter. And today on Hurtin' for Real, all songs about family. Yeah, family members, that there. Yeah, we just played a daughter and a son one. And next up is a song about an uncle. And I've got, here comes my nephew. My nephew, he's been digging around the record library looking for a song. He said he was going to find one about an uncle. I've got one queued up here, but, oh, and he's changing the record. I thought he might do that. Anyways, Joel's got, oh, it's a Steve Earle album. Something from a collection called Sidetracks. And he's going to do the cover of My Uncle. Yeah, I like this one. Who did this one? The Flying Burrito Brothers, was it? Yeah, Graham Parson, Chris Hillman. Let's hear a song called My Uncle. Oh, by the way, thank you, Joel.
A letter came today from my draft board. With trembling hands I read the questionnaire and asked a lot of questions about my mama and my papa. That ain't exactly what I call fair. So I'm headed for the nearest foreign border. Vancouver might be just my kind of town, 'cause they ain't got the kind of law and order good man underground. A sad old soldier once told me a story about a battlefield on. He said a man should never fight for glory. Well, I guess he knows what's right and what is wrong. So I'm headed for the nearest foreign border. Vancouver might be just my kind of town, 'cause they ain't got the kind of law and order that tends to keep a good man underground. I owe my uncle. I expect that it's more than I can pay. He's asking me to sign a 3-year contract. I guess I'll catch the next bus out today. And I'm headed for the nearest foreign border. Vancouver might be just my kind of town, 'cause they ain't got the kind of law and order that tends to keep a good man underground. And good man underground. We came up the hill to meet him in the dirt patch he was weeding. That was our first look at Aunt Peg's new old man. Uncle Hank was 75. He lived well and then he died, and none of us had nothing against her new old man. She liked his fiddling, no doubt, liked his help on the rural route, and the rest didn't bear thinking about Aunt Peg's new old man. We sat down and we got fed along grace, but what a spread, the chicken was just an hour dead and the stew was made of barley. I pulled out my banjo after a while, but he didn't like the scrub style. Listen up, boy, this here's called going down to Raleigh. They got going on the Texas gales, hit my ears like an awful wail. I wish I could hear it again. No, he had no use for the modern stuff. His back was strong, his hands were rough, but he rocked her old age. Sure enough, Aunt Peg's new old man. They played dances, made the rounds, gay lacks, Rocky Mountain tunes. They knew no one to count, it was all in her hands and hand. And you could do worse as a widow than to find a man, a spade and hoe, and raise a little hell with a longbow and Peg's new old man. Yeah, she likes fiddling, no doubt, liked his help on the rural route, and the rest didn't bear thinking about Aunt Peg's new old man. Yeah, she likes fiddling, no doubt, like his help on the rural route, and the rest don't want to think about Aunt Peg's new old man.
You know, I always say that John Prine is my favorite songwriter, but, you know, maybe it's Robbie Fulks. I don't know. Isn't he good? That's a song called Aunt Peg's New Old Man. Yes, families can sometimes get new family members, and yeah, that song celebrates it. There you go. Aunt Peg's New Old Man. Well, I should let you know, my name is Brian, this is Hurtin' For Real, and remember, you can always find out about my show on Twitter, yes, at Hurtin' For Real. That's Hurtin', no G, no apostrophe, at Hurtin' For Real. There's, oh, news about old shows, new shows coming up, music news in general, whatever, at my Twitter page, and of course, all my shows are archived at hurtinforreal.com. Well, Mary Gaucher, I know, is, well, of course she's a wonderful songwriter. I played a song of hers on my last show that focused on soldiers. This show, I'm going to play another song that she does. It's not her song, though. It is a Fred Eaglesmith song. She covers Your Sister Cried. And this song here, with Fred Eaglesmith's songwriting, I just love this song. And Mary Gaucher's voice on this one is just heartbreaking. Here you go. Your Sister Cried, Mary Gaucher, on Hurtin' For Real.
The
stared out the windshield into the rain so light. And I turned on my dims and somebody flashed me their brights. And I reached over and turned the radio way down low. Your sister cried.
Neither one of us has that much to lose. 'Cause you're just a sister to satisfaction, and I'm just a brother to the blues. Now I don't have to tell you nights are lonely. There's a hunger in our eyes that tells the news. And you're just a sister to satisfaction, and I'm just a brother to the blues. It's hard to tell exactly which direction we might go at any given time. It's just a constant search for affection, and we need all the comfort we can find. I know you can feel this attraction from a night of love that both of us could use. 'Cause you're just a sister to satisfaction, and I'm just a brother to the blues. Yes, you're just a sister to satisfaction, and I'm just a brother to the blues.
George Jones, yes, a song about a brother, brother to the blues. And today on Hurtin' for Real, yes, all songs about family. Family members. There, we just heard one about a brother, one about a sister. Got one here about a wife. This one here is by Audrey Auld. And Audrey Auld was a singer-songwriter from Australia, although she lived for many years in the States. And she died young. Yeah, she just died a few years ago, and what a loss, because she was such a big part of the singer-songwriter community. She put out some wonderful records, and she is missed. We're going to hear, this one here is kind of a cheeky song. It's called Your Wife. Some Audrey Auld on Hurtin' for Real.
She ain't married. Your wife cusses like she don't care. Your wife wears way too much mascara. Walks around in other people's underwear. Your wife made out with my girlfriend. Your wife don't care what they're all saying. Your wife is having way too much fun. Can't you get her into line? We're really quite concerned. Don't you think there comes a time? Haven't you heard? Smoking. Your wife dances to rock and roll. Your wife spends too long in the bathroom. Your wife should be staying home. Your
I know you. Do you mind if I come in and only take a minute or two? By the way, I really like what you've done to this place. It doesn't really surprise me, hon. We kind of have the same. That's enough small talk, something we need to discuss. Your husband's cheating on us. Then she said, you look surprised. Well, I'm surprised, you never knew. I can't believe you didn't see you pick up on my rather strong perfume. Well, anyway, we've been replaced, and she's much younger than me and you. I know she's out there with him now, doing things that we used to do. But if we got together, don't you think we'd be dangerous? Your husband's cheating on us. Yeah. This is where I started to cry, and she said, oh, honey, you'll get over it. Never mind my fantasies of cyanide or taking out a hit. But anyway, it's better, don't you think, to make him wish that he was dead. Just promise me you'll take that creep for everything he's ever had in. I've got a Polaroid camera and a room number at the Hotel Nautilus. Well, your husband's cheating on us.
Matresa Berg. Yeah, she's written a lot of good songs over her long career. A song called There, Your Husband's Cheating on Us. And before that, yes, Audrey Auld and Your Wife. So there you go, a husband and a wife on Hurtin' for Real. All songs about family members today. Well, that's just about it for me. First of all, thanks to Joel for stopping by and spinning a song. I didn't get a song about a nephew, did I? Sorry about that, Joel. There's not a lot of songs with nephew in the title. Oh, well. Maybe we'll write one, eh? Anyways, my name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real. I'll be back next week with some more great country music you don't hear near enough. I think we'll do all songs about coffee. Why don't we do that? So I'll meet you for coffee next week on Hurtin' for Real. What else do I need to tell you about? I told you about my Twitter page, at Hurtin' for Real. And I'll also tell you about, there's a podcast. It's called Cameo, K-A-M-E-O, Cameo. It's hosted by Nevin Webster. And Nevin, what he does is he interviews a whole bunch of people around Kamloops. Yeah, that's why they call it Cameo. I'm from Kamloops, British Columbia. And yeah, he talked to me for about half an hour about my show. So if you want to listen to that, just Google Cameo, Hurtin' for Real. You'll find it. So there. Well, I'm going to leave you with a guy who has quite a family. His name's Teddy Thompson. Actually, this album was released under the name Thompson. And this song is just beautiful. It's called Family. It fits. Leave you with some Thompson. All right, that is it for me. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real. And we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.
My father is one of the greats to ever step on a stage. My mother has the most beautiful voice in the world. And I am betwixt and between. Sean Lennon, you know what I mean. Born to the manor, never quite clamoring free. It's family. It's family. My elder sister is prettier than you'd believe. My younger sister is prettier still and can sing. And I am the middle child, the boy with red hair and no smile. Not too secure, very unsure who to be. It's family. It's family. Ooh. 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 Grandmother gave me all of the love that she had. She lived for us kids, but never a thought for herself. But she never dealt with her pain, and I've done exactly the same. Pushing it down or trying to drown it away. It's family. It's family. Come very close to a family of my own. I thought I could just let it come to me as I am. But you gotta know how to choose happiness over the blues, light over dark, willing to start something new. It's family. It's family. It's family.